Hello, family. Welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today's episode is called The Struggle is Real. Battling the flesh and choosing the spirit. Let's be honest, this one's going to be personal. Because if you ever felt like your greatest enemy is yourself, well, you're not alone. We all wrestle with temptation. We all battle with old habits, fleshy desires, and thoughts that try to pull us away from the life God's called us to. But the good news is, you don't have to fight alone, and you don't have to lose. Let's dive into what Scripture says about the fight and how we can walk in victory. First, let's talk about the inner struggle and why it's surreal. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so you are not to do whatever you want. There's a war inside of us, the old nature versus the new. Paul describes it perfectly in Romans 7. He says, I do not understand what I do. What I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. Romans 7:15. That sound familiar to you? Me too. Even strong believers have this battle. Here's the key. When we rely on our own strength, we lose. When we walk with the Spirit, we win. Let's talk about the flesh. The flesh isn't just your body, it's the sinful nature we're born with. It craves comfort, pleasure, pride, control, comparison, and self-indulgence. Anything that centers life around me. Paul lays it out in Galatians 5, 19-21, sexual immorality, impurity, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, envy. Those things don't come from God. But the Spirit grows something different in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit. Now, how do we fight the flesh? Well, this is where it gets practical. Here are five biblical tools to help you with the battle. First, feed your spirit more than your flesh. Romans 13, 14 says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. You become what you feed. If you only feed your flesh, don't be surprised when it dominates your choices. Two, stay connected to God's Word. Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he didn't argue. He responded with Scripture. Don't fight alone, walk in community. James 5:16 tells us to confess to one another and pray for one another. Isolation fuels the flesh. Community strengthens the spirit. Four, practice saying no. Titus 2:11 and 12 says the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness. Grace isn't just forgiveness, it's also power to live differently. Stay in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's not about perfection, it's about direction. Every step toward God is a step away from sin. Now let's take a moment to reflect. If you have your journal with you, I want you to write these questions down. Then you can think about them later and answer them between you and God. First one, Where do you feel the strongest pull of the flesh right now? Next, what triggers your temptation? Is it certain people, places, or emotions? Third, are you feeding your spirit regularly or just reacting in the moment? Next, who in your life can walk this journey with you in accountability and prayer? Now let me remind you, you're not weak for struggling. You're human. And you're not alone. We all battle. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside you, Romans 8:11, and it gives you power to walk in freedom, one day, one step, one choice at a time. Now let's pray. Father, you know the battle we face, the constant pull between the flesh and the spirit. Thank you that you don't leave us to fight alone. You've given us your spirit, your word, and your grace. Help us to recognize the lies of the enemy. Give us strength to say no when temptation whispers. Teach us to hunger for what is holy, to crave what brings life, and to walk by the Spirit, not just in church, but in our everyday moments. We surrender our weakness to you, and we ask for your strength in its place. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. If this episode touched you in any way, share it with somebody, because we all know that we all battle with this. So don't be afraid to share it with somebody. And remember, you're not alone in this battle, but you can choose the Spirit. As I always say, stay rooted in His Word, stay prayed up, stay praised up. See you on the next episode. God bless you.